Hello, good evening.
Hello.
My name is Robert, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper,
no.
or an advertising
no.
agency?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party?
Republican.
As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. And
I'm very likely to vote.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
Caucasian, white.
Thank you. And what is your age?
70.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
In our local community?
Yes.
They're going in the right direction. Right direction.
From the following list, which issues should you local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, kindergarten through 12 education, crime and public safety, hurricane and flooding preparation, illegal immigration, abortion, or inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries?
I have to pick one from that list?
Yes, the most important for the officials to focus on.
The most important, economic issues.
Like inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Donald Trump. Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable?
Yes.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Ron DeSantis? Are you
very
favorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat.
And Joe Biden? I'm happy. Sorry, favorable.
Thank you. The remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issues should your county school board focus on most to improve kindergarten through 12 education? Increasing the school choice options, improving the academic rating of the schools, threatening school safety and security measures, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, increase teacher pay, reducing class sizes, or ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained?
School choice. The first one.
Increasing school choice options. Thank you. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a
How much time? I don't have much time left. I have to get
We're ready. We're almost done, ma'am. We're
okay.
Going to move back quickly, okay? For charter schools, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm very favorable.
Moms for Liberty?
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, Moms for Liberty, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable,
I still don't understand what you're saying.
The organization's Moms for Liberty.
Moms for Liberty, I have no idea who that is.
No, okay. Traditional public schools?
No,
are
I'm against public schools.
You're very unfavorable, then?
Yeah.
And private schools, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable?
Very Very favorable.
And your local PTA or PTO?
Very unfavorable.
Teachers union?
Very unfavorable.
Teachers?
Teachers? Well, yes. It depends.
Hi. Okay. Thank you. And your county school board?
I don't know. We don't have any children in the school, but we have our grandchildren in private schools.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove? Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job of your county school boarding is doing? You you don't know. You mentioned me, right?
Yep.
Thank you. And how would you rate the qualities of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Is this public schools you're talking about?
The qualities of schools in general.
In general. Neutral, I don't know.
Thank you.
I have no idea because we don't have children in.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes you? I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all?
That one.
Thank you. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have more educational opinions so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs regardless of their zip code or income, or we need to better fund our public schools while educational choice is nice. It takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy and private schools.
No, I go with the first.
Thank you. As you may know, the elections of our school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliation of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom. I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. Or the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is...
I want to see the affiliation. I want to know who they represent.
Okay, so then it will be the school party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values, correct?
That's correct, yep.
And which one comes closer to your opinions? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. Parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
It's the last one.
Thank you. Now you will be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for a school board? If each you will not make no difference, you can indicate as well. A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
Much more likely. The first one.
Okay. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new schools, buildings, and improve school security. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much more less likely?
The first one.
And a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classroom, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or not?
Much less likely.
A candidate who supports enacting terms of limit on school board members, meaning that school board member could only serve 2 terms or 8 years, is much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely,
much
or much
more
less
likely.
Much
more likely.
A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents of their income or zip code, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
I have no idea what the question is. You'll have to repeat it.
A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents, regardless of their income or zip code.
I guess I'm more likely.
And a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
Less likely.
A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours? Being much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much less likely.
A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports program by banning the participation of biological males who identify as male? Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat?
I don't want to support that. Whatever it is that allows me not to support it.
Okay. And a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basic learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely?
Much more likely. Much more likely.
A candidate who, thank you, and a candidate who supports putting a uniform police officer in every school in Florida, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
I don't know, much less likely.
And a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
I'm against that. I'm against it. Strongly against
it. Much less likely. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you been lived in Florida? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, more than 20 years, or life?
6 to 10 years.
And if you were labeled yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
I have no idea what you just said.
I'm sorry. If you were to label, yes, I'm sorry. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Highly conservative.
Very conservative. Which of the last grade of a formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate, or
trade school. College trade school, that one.
Okay. Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who are currently attend schools? You mentioned they have in private school, right?
Private school. There's eight of them, all in private school.
And generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week, about once a week, not frequently, a few times a month or longer?
Every day.
Excellent. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation, ma'am. Have a great day.
You're lucky I stayed on. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.